cash fed cattle prices were firm to higher Thursday. Calf and feeder cattle prices were mixed on strong auction volume. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Friday, the 18th of November. Cattle futures closed higher Thursday, helped along by lower corn futures through much of the session, firm to stronger cash fed cattle prices, and likely anticipation of a bullish cattle on feed report. The trend continued through midday on Friday. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.79 higher on Thursday. Live cattle futures closed an average of 78 cents higher. Corn futures closed mixed from fractionally higher to 2 cents higher through July of 23 and then 1 to 3 cents lower. Soybean futures closed mostly 10 to 22 cents lower through August of 24 and then 2 to 5 cents lower. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was slow to moderate on moderate demand in Kansas through Thursday afternoon, with prices mostly a dollar higher at $151 a hundredweight, but a few up to $152, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Elsewhere, trade was slow on light demand. So far this week, established live prices are steady to a dollar higher in the Texas Panhandle at $150 to $151, steady in Nebraska at $153, and steady to a dollar lower in the Western Corn Belt at $153. Dressed prices are steady at $240 to $242. Choice box beef cutout value was a penny higher Thursday afternoon at $257.10 a hundredweight. Select was 39 cents higher at $231.74.
Ka-ching! More pounds, more calves, more profit. Studies show Hereford Genetics increased net profit by $51 per cow per year. That's $20,000 in additional revenue for a typical 400-cow outfit. And calves sired by Hereford Bulls continue to add value through the chain. A documented $30 per head in feedlot profitability. That's real money and real results. Get more ka-ching. Come home to Hereford at hereford.org.
Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed at the weekly Thursday auctions, monitored by Cattle Current. Here's a sampling. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steer calves weighing 400 to 500 pounds sold $5 to $10 higher at Mobridge Livestock Auction in South Dakota, with instances of up to $15 higher at 400 to 450 pounds. Steers weighing 501 to 600 pounds sold $4 to $9 lower and then steady at 601 to 650 pounds. Heifers weighing 400 to 600 pounds sold mostly steady, but there were instances of up to $10 lower at 550 to 600 pounds, and there were 7,134 head on offer. At Napoleon Livestock Auction in North Dakota, steers weighing 400 to 650 pounds sold $4 to $9 higher, with instances of up to $15 higher. The exception was steady money to instances of $10 lower at 550 to 600 pounds. Feeder heifers weighing 450 to 550 and 600 to 650 pounds sold $1 to $5 higher, with instances of up to $8 higher. There are 5,898 head on offer. Higher undertones were noted for steers weighing up to 500 pounds at Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, where there were 4,492 head. Steers weighing 500 to 850 pounds sold with steady to lower undertones, and then steady at 850 to 1,000 pounds, and $3 lower at 1,050 to 1,100 pounds. Heifers weighing 500 to 800 pounds sold with lower undertones, while heifers weighing 850 to 950 sold $1 to $2 higher. Feeder steers and heifers weighing 600 to 950 pounds sold with higher undertones at Winter Livestock in Pratt, Kansas. Steer and heifer calves weighing 400 to 600 pounds sold $3 to $6 lower, with the exception of up to $20 higher for fancy vaccinated types. There are 4,093 head on offer. At Valentine Livestock Auction in Nebraska, where there were 3,620 head, steers weighing 500 pounds sold $2 lower, but $2 to $6 higher at 550 to 650 pounds. Heifers weighing 450 to 550 sold steady to $3 lower. Feeder steers and heifers sold with steady undertones at Cattlemen's Livestock Auction in Dalhart, Texas, where there are 2,704 head. Steer and heifer calves traded mostly $3 to $8 lower. Finally, compared to 2 weeks earlier, steer and heifer calves sold steady at Clarinda Livestock Auction in Iowa with 2,070 head on offer. Load lots of yearling steers weighing 650 to 700 pounds sold $5 to $7 higher. Rising bond yields pressured major financial indices on Thursday. They are treading water through midday today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 8 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 12 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 39 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from $2.46 to $3.94 lower through the front six contracts. Based on actual and estimated slaughter for October, weekday fed cattle slaughter was almost 1% more than last year, and cow slaughter was up about 5%. In the latest livestock, dairy, and poultry outlook, analysts with the Economic Research Service explain, with the poor pasture and higher operating costs than last year, beef cow slaughter is expected to remain higher than previously assumed through the end of this year. Fed cattle marketings were raised on a relatively strong pace of fed cattle slaughter through early November, as well as relatively high numbers of 150-plus day cattle on feed. As a result, they say the beef production forecast for fourth quarter 2022 was raised by 215 million pounds on higher expected total cattle slaughter, along with slightly heavier carcass weights. The 2023 beef production forecast was lowered by 90 million pounds to 26.3 billion pounds, more than 7% less than the 2022 projection. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Friday, the 18th of November. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.